السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. الله رب محمد صلى عليه وسلم، نحن عباد محمد صلى عليه وسلم. صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful, the most beloved, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed wives, his blessed family, his blessed children, his blessed parents, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, today is the 24th day from the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing more beloved to Allah Almighty than two drops and two marks, a tear shed due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a drop of blood spilled in the path of Allah Almighty. And as for the two marks, they are a mark caused in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a mark caused by fulfilling one of the duties made obligatory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two drops. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, two drops which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tear that falls from the eye of the person who cries out of fear, who cries in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And in another narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two eyes which will never enter into the fire of hell. Yani, two different types of eyes. The first eye, which spent the night guarding the Muslims as they rested. And the second eye is the one which cried in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in another narration, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven types of people whom Allah Almighty will grant shade on the day when there is no shade. A just ruler, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Almighty, a man whose heart is attached to the masajid, two men who love each other for the sake of Allah Almighty, a man who is called by a woman of beauty and position, but he says, I fear Allah. A man who gives in charity and hides it so that his left hand does not know what is in his right hand and what his right hand has given in charity. And a man who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private, and whilst remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his eyes shed tears. Shade, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. On the day, there will be no shade except the shade Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has told us, on the day of judgment, the sun will draw so close to the people that there will only be the distance of a mile left. The people will be submerged in their sweat, some up to their ankles, some up to their knees, and some up to their waist, and some up to here. While saying this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam put his hand towards his mouth. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the act of crying is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because tears are connected to the heart. They are a translation, a tarjuman of what is going on in your heart. They show the feelings and the emotions of what the heart is experiencing. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and the blessed companions ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'een would cry so much whilst remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst reciting the Holy Quran. So why is it that when we recite the Quran, nothing happens to us? Why is it when we raise our hands in dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing happens to us? Where is the disconnect? Why are the eyes and the heart not connected anymore? What's happened to our hearts? Why has it lost touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the eye is like the spring of water. If the spring dries up, it's no longer called a spring. It's just a piece of dry land. If the eye is not shedding tears in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then what use are these eyes? Kuch aisa kar de mere kirdigar aankho mein, ke hamesha naksh rahe ruhe yaar aankho mein, unhe na dekha to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, ke dekhne ki hai sari bahar aankho mein. The eye is a reflection of the heart. Your heart is for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His most beloved Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our Imam says, Dil hai wo dil jo teri yaad se maamoor raha, sar hai wo sar jo tere qadmon pe qurban gaya, unhe jana unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahil hamd mein duniya se musalman gaya, jaan o dil khosh o khirat sab to madine pahunche, tumne hi chalte raza sara to saman gaya. The water of a spring purifies. It has the ability to purify externally. The tears of the eyes also purify. They have the ability to purify internally. The water of the spring has the ability to extinguish the fires of the world. And a drop shed from the eyes has the ability to extinguish the fire in the hereafter. Where have those beautiful personalities gone who would cry in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry in the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? If you ask me, where have those eyes gone? Where have those hearts gone? Where have those beautiful faces gone? Many of those have left us and left this physical world over the past few years. Buzurgs who not only were themselves completely absorbed in the love of Allah Almighty and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but would remind all of Allah's remembrance just by a mere glance at their faces. Buzurgs such as Huzur Taj al-Sharia radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Buzurgs such as Huzur Sayyid Shah Turab al-Haq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, real men of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we have become superficial and lost the ability to reflect. We just go with the flow and only cry when we are in trouble. When the people who are beloved to Allah Almighty leave us, we start to cry. When the bounties which Allah Almighty has given us are gone, then we start crying. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, become people of reflection. If you reflect on the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on His bounties, on His mercies, then tears will flow. Tears are a result of reflection. Once the heart loses the ability to reflect, tears will completely stop, because the two are connected. And if you can't cry, at least make the face of the person that cries. Present yourself humbly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn how to cry. Learn how to cry, but cry properly. Shed the correct type of tears. Now you must be thinking, types of tears? I thought there was only one type of tears. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the ulama-i kiram have listed many types of tears. I will explain just a few for better understanding. The ulama-i kiram have written, they are the tears of khawf, the crying of fear. Someone cries because they are scared of somebody or scared of something. The ulama-i kiram have written, the tears of rahmah, the tears which flow due to mercy. The tears of mahabbah, the tears which flow due to love, like a parent cries when holding their child. The tears of farah, the tears of joy, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and who cried. He cried when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, "You will be my companion during migration." These are the tears of farah. The tears of jaza', meaning the tears of fear. Tears upon hearing thunder or lightning, when the heart thumps and one cries due to being terrified. The ulama ikram have written the tears of huzn, the tears of grief, when one cries upon sadness and grief. The tears of zu'f, tears of weakness, when one is frightened due to being in a position of weakness and one cries. The tears of nifaq, the tears of hypocrisy. What is this? These are what we call crocodile tears. Crying with the eyes whilst there are no tears in the heart. This is what we call the tears on demand. The ulama ikram have written the tears on rent, meaning tears which are hired. We see women and men nowadays crying when somebody has passed away. Just cry for a few minutes. Or we see the groups like Shias crying to show the love of the Ahlul Bayt, tears which flow depending on the amount paid, crying on rent so that people see and think, wow, such love, such piety. And then we have the tears of ghashyatillah, tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tears due to the love of Allah Almighty, tears out of love for the most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how long have our eyes been dry? How long have they been dry for? These are the nights to let the tears go. Let's cry in the love for the most beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's cry in the love of Allah Almighty. Let's cry in the love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the final few days of this blessed month. Search deep in your heart for this love, and then the tears will come. Remember that without the love of Allah Almighty, and without having the love, the extreme love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we cannot exist. This is our oxygen. May Allah Almighty grant us true love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty grant us the tawfiq to cry without any type of riyah, to cry in the court of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty accept our worship in this blessed month and accept our du'as in the court of Allah Almighty. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al balagul mubeen.